So it's been away from the scholarly path of Buddhist study since 2004-6. My main interest has been, of course, to continue, but from refraining from Sanskrit, Tibetan, the text reading intensive. I was away from those activities, so knowledge doesn't go away, but continuous study in language is very important, you know, if you want to keep your interest. So it's coming back right now, and I'm very happy to be with you and stimulated. Next semester we have a sutra study of various kind with calligraphy, and talk about the meaning of the each line. Some sutras are long, some sutras are short, so from beginners and from very advanced calligraphy student can join this class. It's kind of chanting is also important to part of practice, but making sutra copy and knowing the meaning of it while you draw, that is a contemplative practice, deep inside. Someone else made such sutra, tantra text, and instead of taking picture or typing it and look at it, to write as if you are making this sutra, feeling very good. After completion of each sutra, you offer it to somebody you like to send it. Any questions?
Roshi, I was wondering if you could tell us about when Suzuki Roshi invited you to come to the
answer. That's a very mysterious. I think he knew he was told that I was a very good practitioner at the Heiji, Dogen Zenji's monastery. This year is Dogen Zenji's 800 years from his birth. He passed away when he was 54, rather young. So, tuberculosis. Katsuzen Tokujun, two monks came from Zen Center, practiced at Daeheji. One is a Stanford football main member of football team in Stanford. One was from England, Graham Petchison, we called huge. If people put the two Japanese, that is how he tall he was. And both of them are having hard time practicing his little people like us, you know. They didn't speak Japanese, so I had to go between monks and them and translate, help them out. I think they wrote a letter to Suzuki Roshi about how I am. End of second year, the Buddha's enlightenment session, December 8th. The pile of letters on the cushion when you come back from morning service to Zendo. And I saw unusual letter on this pile of mail. That was Suzuki Roshi's invitation letter to come to United States. It took about six months to prepare going to my master for permission. And a lot of big temple gongs and huge drums to order to bring them with me to Tassajara. So it took nearly half a year to prepare those. So I went back and forth from Eheji to Kyoto, where they start from, by order, they start carving old wood, dried old wood, size of it, and quality of it. And came with a big ship, Cleveland. Cleveland is one of the four names of the big ship. Left from Yokohama through Hawaii to San Francisco. Came under the Golden Gate Bridge in the beautiful sunrise. That day I arrived, that was the first meeting with him and his wife, Mrs. Suzuki. It was right after morning sitting, about 30 students sat with him in Sokoji Temple on Sata Street, Japantown. Believe or not, at that time, in the midst of hippie movement, you know. And many people are kind of rocked people who wear the socks, different color socks. My eyes got so big. After morning sitting, everyone come out from the room and to Roshi's room and say good morning and then go out to the other door. And Roshi said, what do you think? I said, I cannot think. I didn't know anything about LSD or joints or something like that. Roshi asks me, and I said, yes, I know. And go to the my room and open the dictionary. None of them are in the dictionary. That the author of Cricket the Cucumber loves to bring me to the Hitachi Street. And Fillmore Street. Those places I know from a very early time. I was 29 years old. Tassara was fantastic to me. Roshi asked me, no more facing war. You have to give your personal sitting up and help people. So I always face toward people since. No pain on my legs. Before that, I had so much pain. That is a story. Tassara is open to everyone from early May to mid-September. So if you have a chance to go visit as a practitioner, they will make a half-day practice, half-day free time, so you might enjoy. Have you been in Tassara? There, you went there. Fran was a practitioner there. And yourself, at the same time, different time, different times also. Early morning, you wake up about 4 o'clock, and you do this. In a way, too strict, adopted that custom from Eheji straight, and I was kind of a young monk who helped Suzuki Roshi from morning to night, every day, all those months, years. So it was partly my fault to make such a strict monastic rule in Tassajara. But anyway, it changes, soften naturally, so I don't need to worry about rigidity, you know, or strictness. We went to buy a first Orioki, Suzuki Roshi, and I went to San Francisco, Japantown, and selected the balls, prepared the Orioki for everyone. Yeah, we did everything from the scratch to present state, so nice old time it was. Coming to teach Naropa the class since very first year, it also has been also very my mind opening experience besides monastic life. It gave me much more flexibility, learned how to practice with everyone, not just a monastic practice, which opened my life big. The first meeting was, I still recall he was using the cane after the accident, car accident he got, no? And one side raised shoe or boots he wore, so always walk like this with cane, and we made a little pond. That was around that time. Pond in Los Altos house he helped to make. So stepping stone is around the big, rather big pond for such small place. But Lady Diane was carrying turkey inside. And Rinpoche was walking like this, you know. So I had to go and took his hand to bring him into the house. My first marriage, took place after Tassajara, and then I moved to Haik Zendo, where the Zen mind, beginner's mind, that lectures were delivered every Tuesday night. He stay over and then have breakfast Thursday morning, and everyone go to bus to their own way. I lived in this Haik Zendo, one block away from Zendo, where I sat with both Vidyadhara and Diane in the little Zendo. After sushi lunch, I think it was, we cooked a lot of sushi for him and her. After coming out from Zendo, as you know, he's a year younger than me. And we promised to be a Dharma brother at that time. And we say goodbye. Since that time, so many meetings with him. First Maitreya fundraising lecture he gave in San Francisco. I went to see him. Yesterday I spoke about this Maitreya project he was appealing to people. Yesterday, Naropa student Maitri program, 30 people were up there, Shambhala Mountain Center. I had the chance to meet with everyone there. Spoke about first fundraising trip he made to San Francisco. Then I had dinner party inviting him to Sonia Margulies' house, and then did the calligraphy together with him. We faced a large, long piece, and he walks this end, and I walk this end, with same meaning. One is in Chinese, in Tibetan. One is in Chinese style calligraphy. Liberation, I was, and we left it to Sonia, so that became her house treasure. In many ways, she brought us together. And husband, Gabriel, was wonderful. You haven't met? Gabi, you met. The descendant of French Jews. One of my favorite friends. Many more meetings with him. Whenever I come to Naropa or that Sesshin at the Rocky Mountain Dharma Center, I always stop that place, his place, and dinner together. A friend was always with us at that time. Tomorrow, are you going to Vermont sometime?
Maybe. That was the plan.
I wish you go see Taki, how he's doing. Special trip to Sikkim, Karmapa's monastery. In room tech, I went to see him there and arranged to him to return to United States after 10 years of kind support for him. That trip made me able to meet with Dingo Kinsei Rinpoche and Ujin Toku Rinpoche in person. That was a most wonderful visit with them. Kind of taking Taki from the Karmapa's monastery, so I had to meet with those teachers, whether it's all right with them or not. People think Taki is an autistic child. He's 33 years old this year, but I feel differently from mere autism. There is such a lifetime vow not to talk, such a sage exists. Yogin, a very severe ascetic yogin, which is probably what his case is. Imagine he got the best part of Vidyadhara in such way. We went to horseback riding together, Taki and Lady Diane, Vidyadhara. That time I haven't known how to ride horse. They go, three of them, pony for Taki. My horse start to go other direction. So somewhere by the lake in the border, outside of the border, Henry took us there. Henry? I don't know where he lives now.
San Francisco.
Also. Lot of memory come back by your question. When was your first meeting with him?
Shortly after I met, around the time that I mentioned that I met you in 1976 in Santa Cruz.
I went to Santa Cruz from Los Altos every Tuesday night, and usually return that night, since my first batch of my children are still young, taught at Stanford every Thursday. Still student from that time, still continue practice, sitting in the Buddhist lecture of the Buddhist theories. I don't know where practice brings me to, but I'm very glad I can sit with you, freshman. Thank you.
Perhaps you should give the address.
Oh, yes.
1275 Cherryvale Road at Supreme Baseline in Arapaho and Cherryvale. And if you come from Arapaho side, you'll see two big rocks.